I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, friends, we have entered into the 40 days of Lent. And for those of you who were with us on Wednesday, the official beginning, Ash Wednesday, you will know that we were invited to a time of a holy Lent, the observance of a holy Lent. And in your prayer book, it talks about Lent was a time when converts to the faith were prepared for baptism. Thus, it's a really good time to think about what it means to be baptized people, to be marked as Christ's own forever. Now, this gospel passage today, with Jesus being tempted by the devil, references 40 days and 40 nights. That is a direct correlation to what we hear in the Old Testament with Moses and Noah and others. The 40 days and the 40 nights is often where people are finding God. And sure enough, it happens with Jesus. Jesus has already, at this point, been in the wilderness fasting 40 days and 40 nights. But just prior to that, he was baptized. He himself was filled with the Holy Spirit and baptized. And as our passage says, he went up into the wilderness, led by the Spirit, to be tempted by the devil. And afterwards, he was famished. He was starving. He was hungry. 40 days and 40 nights without eating, truly fasting and praying will definitely do that to you. Now, the word temptation comes from a Latin word, temptare, which means to handle or to test. So there's actually a popular paraphrase of the Bible that calls this the three tests of Jesus, the testing rather than the temptation of Jesus. So some of us have a particular understanding of the word temptation, and we have associations with that. So I found that interesting to think of it as a test, even though it is much greater than just a test, like a spelling test at school. So now this temptation that Jesus experienced was on all kinds of levels. He was, in fact, starving, serious physical hunger from 40 days and 40 nights of fasting. And the devil has tempted him to basically be a miracle worker, act like a magician. Go ahead, change these stones into bread. Because you can do it. You're the Son of God. You can do anything, right? Then Jesus says, nope, not going to do that. We move on to the next temptation. The devil takes him up to the top of the temple and says, go ahead, throw yourself off. God's angels will catch you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. It'll be okay. God's angels will catch you. You know that. If you're the Son of God, you would know that. Do you know that? Right? You know these voices. You've had them in your own head. Right? The third one, Jesus goes up to the very high mountain with the devil. And as I said at the first service, it's like the price is right for Jesus. Like the curtain is revealed and everything that he could possibly have is there out in front of him. The entire world will be yours, says the devil, if you just worship me instead of God. Now, Jesus had the opportunity to do something different than what he did, but I think Jesus acted like himself. I think we have a true integrated individual here, someone who is true to what he said and did. Jesus knew that what the devil was offering him was an illusion. That even though physically in himself, he was drawn, he was starving, he was hungry, he, I'm sure, wanted to turn those stones into bread, but he knew better. And the devil keeps trying and trying and trying and finally disappears, right? Because Jesus says, away with you, Satan. Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Very focused. Jesus is always very focused, right? Always able to just pinpoint, dig right in. Now, again, Jesus had just come back from being baptized. And in our baptismal liturgy in the church, we ask those who are being baptized or their parents, if it's a child, if it's a baby, we say, "Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord." And the people respond, "I will with God's help." So it doesn't say that, yes, I can resist evil on my own and I'll be just fine. It says, "Will you persevere in resisting evil?" "I will with God's help" means we need God's help. We need God's help to resist these temptations. Now, Lent is a time of fasting and penitence and prayer. So fasting tends to put us in that position where the temptations are many and loud. And even if you've given up something as simple as sweets for Lent, or perhaps social media or an electronic device, or if it's something more serious, in those moments of temptation, they will probably come and go. You may notice they will get louder at certain times. When you are hungry, guess what? They're terrible, right? And in those moments, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to be changed by this. And on your banner up here where it says, "Lord, have mercy," this is a prayer that we say, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy." We sang it this morning. "Kyrie eleison" is the Greek version of that. When you are tempted, when you are drawn away from God and towards those things which keep us in an unhealthy place, that's one prayer you can offer. "Lord, have mercy." Jesus knew how to pull himself back and to step away from the temptation. He went back to Scripture every time. He went back to what he knows to be true about God the Father. He knows that God the Father would not do that. He knows that God the Father would not put him in a position to just be a magician. Because magicians are all about illusion, not necessarily truth. And the devil kept drawing him in, "Do something magical," which then would have caught Jesus up short. But he doesn't fall for it. Now, in our Episcopal prayer book, Book of Common Prayer, sin is actually defined as the seeking of our own will instead of the will of God, thus distorting our relationship with God, with other people, and with all creation. Sin is the seeking of our own will, which distorts our relationship with God, with others, with creation. Some of us may have grown up with or may have an understanding of sin as simply, we did something wrong, like we broke a rule, therefore you're wrong. Therefore I need to be punished. And I want to offer that Lent is not a time to be punished. That's not what remembering and being penitent is about. Repenting and being penitent is about. It is about remembering where we came from, remembering that God is the one we turn back to. Because as it also says in our prayer book, sin has power over us because we lose our liberty when our relationship with God is distorted. We lose our freedom to be creatures of God because sin distorts that. Temptation distorts that. We literally kind of can't see clearly when we are in that space, when we sin, when we turn away from God. Our relationship is distorted. And so Jesus is our perfect example of this, calling us back through what he says to the devil, through his behavior, his ability to stand in the face of evil and speak calmly and with grace. And he knew he didn't need to perform a magic trick He didn't have to succumb to what kept being pressed upon him. He stayed focused on God. Now, the hymn that we sang during the gospel sequence, "Bless the Lord, my soul," is also another good prayer. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. There are tons of prayers in your prayer book and on your own. I'm sure you have some that can keep us connected to God during this season of fasting. This season when we will inevitably be drawn away, whether it is a small thing or a large thing, we will inevitably be drawn away from God. And those are the moments where we can just say, Lord, have mercy. Come back. Just like Jesus was able to say, away with you, Satan. Nope. Back here. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. So if you give up something this Lent to observe the fast, I would encourage it to be something that is authentic, something that is actually going to be a stretch for you, so that this is something you can get to know, so that Lent can be almost a practice round for the rest of the year. That it would not just be 40 days where you give up something, but it would be 40 days where you learn a pattern of behavior, where you learn a discipline drawing us closer and closer to Christ. Because the man from Nazareth, who was really interesting and who worked some miracles, was not simply a prophet, but he was the Son of God. And in today's gospel, we know that Jesus has gone from being baptized to being tempted and being very clear now about who he is in God the Father. So whether you give something up or take something on, perhaps a new discipline, let these 40 days be a time where we make choices in faith. In faith that Christ is always with us, in faith that we are with each other in community, in faith that through Jesus, that though Jesus was tempted, he responded in grace and truth. And we can and must do the same. Friends, I therefore invite you to the observance of a holy Lent. Amen.